Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Man, today I'm really excited. We have a special guest in the building.
What's good,
man? We have the one and only Jonathan Traylor. What's going on, Doc?
You good, bro?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
Man, I feel grand. Yeah. I feel great, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Glad to have you on.
Yeah, man.
You know, glad that the schedule's lined up.
Yeah, I'm excited, bro.
Yeah, man. And really quick, just for the people who may or may not know who you are, just give a quick snippet of yourself.
Cool, man. My name is Jonathan Traylor, Dallas, Texas native, man. I am a contemporary gospel artist that... I'm not trying to change the gospel scene, but I'm trying to add a new flavor, man.
Yeah.
So, y'all just have to see. But yeah, man, I'm just a young guy that's in love with Jesus, and that's crazy, man. So, yeah.
Man, since you put it out there like that, because I mean, I know your husband, your father, music, writer, man, just like you said, an artist among many things, but I want to hop right in there to where you said the contemporary, how is that? Because I know people try to box you in or might try to box you in. So how is, you know, operating within that or against that?
It's weird, man, because I know when I was going to release my project, and I'm writing these songs, bro. And you got the Todd Delaney's, you have the Chris Tomlin's, you have all these, here I'm the worship, and I give myself away. And I felt like, okay, that was successful.
Yeah.
So let me write that way. Let me write, and even though that's dope and I love it, but it wasn't me, it wasn't my DNA, because I believe it's like a whole other tribe of people out there that's like, man, it has to be more, you know? So I wanted to write real life music. Like my album, it isn't like, Jesus, please download this song into my spirit. Like it was a conversation I was having with God. So I put that on the album, bro, and the album is a gumbo, bro, of gospel, of CCM, turn up music, ratchet, Christian type music. So everything in there. So I definitely don't want to be put in a box, but I also, I'm just like, I just want to make music for everybody.
Man, that's real. I've gone through your album backwards, forwards.
Thank you, man.
Man, and you know, Masterpiece.
Come on, bro.
Masterpiece, like the way it's slowed down.
Yeah,
just like you said, it's not a forced, like God come, but it's just, like really, I feel the slowing it down is almost like allowing oneself to be vulnerable.
Right, exactly.
Because in today's time, we move so fast, but when we take a step in doing anything, when we slow down, then we have more focus.
Man.
We have more intentionality.
Yeah, that's real. That song, I remember writing it, and I played that melody. I was on the piano, like, da, 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 da. I was like, yo, it just felt good. Like without the words, da, 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 da. It felt so good, and the words just began to come. And in that season, I had gone through like people trying to identify me by my past and what I've done, or just putting labels on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you see me through worldly eyes, but He sees Jesus' sacrifice. You know, even though you may still see me and try to identify me by whatever, my BC days, my before Christ days.
Yeah.
Like when He sees me, like I'm brand new. You know what I mean? So the words just begin to just pour out. And that song, like, I remember playing it for one of my friends when it was in this like rough state.
Yeah.
And she was like back there just crying hard. I'm like, hold on, like, cause the beat drops and it's like 808 in the chorus.
Yeah.
And like, she crying over this? And then when I started playing it for other people, everybody had the same kind of reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that song, like this, that song is blessing me in this season right now too. So yeah, man, I love it, bro.
Man, but so now you saying that, when you're talking about seasons, now you're just making me think, because that's one thing I can appreciate about music.
Yeah,
and I know you can appreciate this also. But music, we can go back and we can pull a Kirk Franklin, or we can go back and pull some of the oldest or whatever, because music is timeless.
All day.
And then especially when you get in this realm, you talk about something just really speaking to your spirit.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you can go to that place, you can pull this song, and the next thing you know, you're just in that space and you're just like in worship.
Man, come on. I mean, it doesn't have to be a Christian song.
That's true.
This one song, I believe her name is Desiree, and I used to wake up every morning, and my mom took us to school, and it would come on the radio, you gotta be cool, you gotta be you gotta be stronger.
Yeah.
All I know is all I'm saying. Like, that song just made me feel like I can conquer the world, bro. Like, I'm about to go to school, got my backpack. After that song goes off, I go out, I'm like, let's go, man. So, yeah, I love being able to go back and listen to songs and definitely, like, definitely, there's definitely a song for every season and every feeling as well. So, yeah, man. Yeah.
Man, okay, so still just on the topic of seasons, man. So, you know, here you are now, and like we talked about offset that, you know, you've been working,
yeah.
but here you are now, you know, a million streams later on Spotify and iTunes, and here you are now, and you know, you have the concert coming up at Granada.
Woo!
At home,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what does that feel like? Take us back just a little bit to before any of this came to fruition.
Bro, I don't even know how far we can go back.
Oh,
because,
wow.
And I try to keep it as short as possible, but I just remember going through a lot in our lives. You know, my mom, she was got married to my stepdad at the time, and he was very abusive. So, not trying to make the segment dark and everything, I just want to be real and authentic. But yeah, he was abusive towards my mom, towards us. He used to beat us, and that junk hurt, bro. Like, and it sucked because he was also a minister in church.
Oh,
so you're like, you see him on stage singing these songs about God, then come home and this stuff is happening. You're like, bro, this is fake. Like, this ain't real. So I'm carrying this hate. I'm carrying this hurt. I'm like, man, this, like, I'm watching this dude hurt my mom and it hurt me. I'm the oldest of three. And I'm like, man. And then we go transition from that and then go to being homeless. We're living in shelters, living with friends of the family, living, like, and we lived in a storefront at one point. You know what I'm saying? Like, a person let us live in a storefront. So we're making pallets on the ground in the middle of a store. So it's kind of, it's crazy, man, just to see where God has brought me and my family, man. So I remember we lived in Oklahoma, and this is time we actually had a house at this time, and we lived on the same street. It was like a whole bunch of Oklahoma, like OU football players. And I asked one of my neighbors, could I use their lawnmower to mow yards to make money?
Yeah.
So I'm up here charging $40 a yard. I'm mowing these yards and getting this money. And I used that money to buy a Casio keyboard from the pawn shop. And yeah, man, I was a forward thinker even at a young age. And I would be in my room. I couldn't play, you know, but I'm trying to learn this instrument, bro. And then fast forward, my home church in Red Oak, Body of Christ Family Church, Pastor Billy Gray, they did a great job at really developing that gift in me, because I was that bashful young guy, you know, dealing with a lot of hurt from abuse, dealing with all this stuff. But I did forgive my stepfather. I'm just trying to fast forward everything. But I remember being in the church, and I'm praying, and I'm seeking God. I'm like, God, we don't have a musician here. We don't have a keyboard player, we don't have a drummer, so I need you to teach me this.
Ooh.
You know, not because I wanted to write music and be famous, but I really wanted to be able to serve my local church.
Man.
So I did something crazy, man. I had someone pray over me that I really respected in the ministry, and then I went to the church and I took some anointing oil, and I put it up. This is weird and crazy, I don't care. But I took some anointing oil, bro. I put it on my fingers, I put it in my ears, I put it on my tongue, and I'm at the altar praying. You know, I'm the only person at the church right now. And they had trusted me because I was over dancing and everything. I had the key. It's a small church.
Oh, okay.
It's a family church.
If you had the key, then you was in
there. I had the key, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm in there. I'm at the altar, bro, praying and crying out to God. God, please teach me this instrument, Lord. I want to serve. I want to, like, I'm going in, bro. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming to the keyboard at the end of that day. I fastened everything, bro. And I put in Fred Hammond, give me a clean heart. And I began to, like, pick out the notes. And I wasn't like the no beast, but I was here. I was able to hear it. And I'm picking out these notes, bro. And God just really, like, just, I guess, made that, like, developed the gift really fast, you know. So fast forward, went through the years and just got better. And I started using that to write my own songs. Because at the time, I was trying to go to people and say, hey, can you put music to this? But the spirits, it was conflicting. You know what I mean? I wrote this song out of this spirit, and you're trying to play it with this, and it was like, this is deformed, this is ugly, this isn't right.
Forced, yeah.
Yeah, it's forced, you know. So God was like, I didn't just give you the gift to be able to serve, but I want you to write these songs. So I'm in my room on that Casio that I bought at the pawn shop, writing these worship songs and having my family come in the room and listen to them, and they're like, this is good. Not because I'm their son or their brother, but because it was a really good song, and I began to sing these songs, like, brand new and stuff, like, back then. You know, they're like, man, this is good. And now people are singing it, like, everywhere. So it's really good, man. Yeah. It's a dope, cool journey, man.
Man, that is legit. That is legit. Because I mean, just like we were talking about, you said at one point, you know, at one point, and I asked you like about the just talk about that, about the elevation though.
Man,
just talk a little bit about that.
Yo, it's crazy, it's scary, it's fun, it's exciting, it's everything, right? All okay. these emotions. So you think about one of my friends, Adrian Butler, man, I love him, my best friend, he's an amazing artist. We said this when we were younger. Hey, yo, 50 or 5,000, we're gonna go hard regardless.
Mm.
50 or 5,000. So I remember doing free shows at a nursing home. I remember doing free shows
wow.
at a prison facility. You know what I'm saying? At an apartment complex for the community. And driving 3-4 hours to a church, and they blessed me with a fish basket and some church socks and some Axe spray, bro. No gas money, but I remember doing all these events, right? And just to kind of see God take these crowds to go from 50 to 5,000 to 100,000, mm-hmm. you know, and you're like, what? Like, and then these people are singing the songs, it just trips you out, bro. So I remember going to Bethel. I went to Bethel School of Music for a little bit mm-hmm. in Redding, California, and a guy stopped me. He said, bro, I just want to speak over you. You know, I just want to speak over your life, brother. You know, man, like, I just, God is just showing me, man, you're a great husband and you're a great father and you're waiting for God to he's talking like this. You're waiting for God to disappoint you, bro, but he's not going to disappoint you. He's going to take you from wave to wave, to glory to glory, higher and higher from tide. I'm like, yo, what? You know, but I have seen that this year, you know, even this year, I was waiting for, you know, the momentum just fade, put the album out.
Yeah.
Everybody like talking about it and it goes down. No, God is just really taking that thing from glory to glory, from wave to wave, man, and higher and higher. And I'm like, yo, okay, I'm rocking with it. But again, it is scary because with the elevation comes more responsibility. With the elevation, or different level of the devil type stuff. So I really have to, as I elevate, I'm still fighting, you know what I'm saying? Every day, purpose of pleasure. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Man, okay.
Oh, I'm not talking too fast.
You're good. You're good, man. You should be. I think you have a lot of reason to be excited, man. Because how long you been married now?
Man, it'll be 3 years. September 3rd.
Yeah, man. You got the family going on.
Two baby girls, Charlie Gray and Blake Michelle.
That's what I'm saying, man. You got a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, bro.
Man, ain't nobody gonna be upset at you for getting excited about your blessing. You shout when you want to shout.
Man, let's go. Yeah, they get me hyped, bro. Yeah, man, I love it.
Oh man, so a little birdie told me, I don't think you're gonna say nothing anyway, but a little birdie told me that there is a big announcement somewhere. I don't know.
It's huge.
But somebody told. Okay.
Huge.
Okay. So how can people hear the announcement? What people got to do to hear the announcement?
Come to the concert August 30th. Don't try to wait till after because you're like, oh, he's probably gonna post about it. No, come to the concert so you can get the freshness of it, man. And I'm telling you, it's gonna blow your mind like it blew my mind. So that's all I'm saying. You have to come to the concert August 30th, Granada Theater, fam. Get your tickets now, fam.
Man, yeah, I got mine. I told you, I sent you DM when I got mine.
Get your tickets. So, tell everybody else. My God,
I've been telling people, man. Hey. But yeah, man, I think what you're doing. First of all, I can respect it because I remember when I bumped into you when we were at one of those community nights at a church. I remember I bumped into you and I was like, hey man, because I was telling you, I was listening to like one of your other albums.
Oh man.
And then you were like, or I was listening to one song, I think I told you. And you're like, oh man, I think I might have an extra CD in here somewhere.
Bro.
And then you slid me the CD. And I kid you not, I've had that CD on replay for a minute. And then when you dropped this album, man. Then I was like, boom. I had Apple Music, I was like, boom, let me go ahead and
appreciate
get it.
Appreciate it, man.
And I was like,
wow. What kind of hustle did I have? I've got just CDs in my back pocket.
Yeah, you had it. I mean, you were spreading the word.
I appreciate it, man.
You were spreading the message.
The independent hustle, bro, is different, man. So yeah.
It's a whole different level.
It is. But I'm so grateful for it because it taught me so much. But yeah, man, it's dope.
I mean, but just now hearing a little bit more of your story, because I didn't know that you used to hustle and mow lawns, but seeing that you were doing that at what age?
Man, I was 13, 14 around.
Seeing you were doing that at that age, I can see that God was preparing you like he prepared David.
Man.
And then when David was out there throwing rocks at lions and bears, and people like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, dude, just go sit over there, eat your lunch. We don't want your lunch.
Yeah.
But then when the time came, when he was elevated,
he was prepared. Yeah.
But, and then you can say the same thing about you. Like, you know, you were out there hustling, and now, like you were talking about, like your work ethic.
Man.
That you, what does your work ethic look like? What does a day in your life look like?
So right before I came here, bro, at the gym, man, because again, if you come to a lot of experience, you see that I'm not only just singing behind the microphone, I'm dancing. You know, not just like two-stepping, bro. We choreo.
I
like,
saw that.
Rhythm Nation.
I saw you out there. I was like, oh, Lord.
I'm jump roping, I'm singing, I'm doing all that good stuff. So, but I wake up and I get into my work, bro, because I definitely need that. Do a quick devotion with my family. We pray together and get into the workouts. And then it's on to, man, my manager at work, he comes to the house in the morning, gets on my nerve. No, I'm playing, that's my bro. But he picks me up, get in the car, and we're taking care of business, man, the whole day. Like, when we leave here, doing a video shoot, bro, and then we have to sing tonight. We have to be a sound check like at 5 o'clock. So it's crazy. It's crazy, man.
Wow, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I'm gonna ask you this, and then we can just keep moving through. But I'm curious because, like, how does it feel? Because I didn't know you're originally from Dallas.
Yeah.
But how does it feel to be in Granada Theater? Because I know Granada is like historic.
Yeah, bro. Like, I believe like they got CeeLo Green and Ice Cube coming like a couple weeks after. So that's yeah, it's dope to be an artist again. That not only because I make music for the unchurched and the church. I want to encourage them, but it's for the people that I love getting messages from people that don't go to church, and they're like, bro, I rock with you, like heavy AF. What does that F mean, man? You know, so I love getting messages like that, but it's cool to be able to, I can still lead a Sunday morning experience and worship, but then we can transition and go to Granada Theater and turn up, bro, and people come in, like even people at the bar, I'd be like, oh, we did the Jonathan McReynolds tour, bro, and we did club venues, and it was dope to have people that were the bartenders coming like, bro, you have me crying, bro, you have me turning up, man. I love that, man. Like, it's cool to be encouraged by believers. That's dope. I love you guys. But then when somebody that doesn't even go into church or believe in the same guy you do, and they rock with it, that does something for me, bro.
Man,
that's ministry to me. Yeah.
That's right. Man, okay, so you saying that brought up another experience where we had another encounter when Well, you was on stage. We didn't run into each other this time. But the Poets in Autumn.
Oh, bro.
One of the Poets in Autumn at Concord, when you was up there, man, and then just you broke out into worship, and then Adrian Butler came up there. And then, man, that was on my, I think I've tagged you on Instagram a couple times in my story.
Bro. Yeah.
I was playing it from YouTube, and I was like, man.
That was a beautiful moment, man.
Because I think that's a great example of just like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like for the church and unchurched, because poetry, poetry knows no race, knows no religion,
facts.
Knows no spiritual affiliation. It's words.
Facts, man. Facts. And I love moments like that. Again, Adrian Butler's my best friend. He's crazy talented, and it's cool that we're able to do a worship song like How He Loves. Mm-hmm. But then in the middle of it, he comes in and he's rapping.
Yeah.
And it throws somebody off if you're not used to it. But then the content, the gospel's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's still spitting truth, and you can't do nothing but just receive what he's saying, bro, and feel it because he's also passionate about it. And I just love those moments, bro. So that's to go back to Stones and Giants. I wanted to make music for everyone. I love when an 80-year-old person comes up and says, I don't really listen to, you know, that bibbidi bop music, but listen, it blessed my soul. Or a young kid, you know, a kid that like, bro, how do you know all the words, bro? You don't even know how to read, you know what I'm saying? But they know every word to the songs. They're five and six, and I'm like, this is really cool to me, bro. So white, black, Hispanic, I love it, bro. Everybody, I'm trying to bring everyone together, man.
Man, and you're gonna bring them together at the Granada August 30th. Where can people get the tickets from? How can people connect with you?
Yeah, you can go to Granada. You can go to that website. Is it pre-Kindle, bro? I can say this. Pre-Kindle?
Yeah, Granada.
Yeah, go to Granada Theater.
Or you can go to your website.
Yeah, you can go to my website, Jonathan Traylor Music, JonathanTraylorMusic.com. Purchase tickets from there, or go to the Granada Theater website. Type in Stones and Giants, and it'll pop right up, man.
Dope,
but get those tickets fast. Like they going.
I know they are.
Yeah.
I know they are. Yeah.
It's cool to be in your city though, bro. And they rock with you. Cause you know, when you do stuff in your city,
man,
you feel like,
yeah,
man, they not gonna show up. They be showing up, bro. Somebody said I was a hometown hero. That felt dope.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
That really is pretty cool. So now I'm curious just to hear from you, because like I told you about before, so we do this segment called the Winner's Circle of the Week.
Yeah.
And just like you're talking about a hometown hero, and just like you talk about how sometimes when people are at home, it feels like they don't get celebrated.
Don't.
You know, they get no accolade, they get no encouragement. Who would be an individual? They don't have to be hometown, but who would be an individual? Or you can name individuals if you
cool.
like.
I'm glad you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, cool. you can name a couple if you want. That's on you. But who would be a person or people that you feel haven't received their just due as of yet? Like they're grinding in the dark, but they haven't.
Yeah, all day. Adrian Butler, like he's like number one. You know, okay. Adrian Butler is like, he's so humble. He's a servant. And the cool thing about him, like, he's been making me look cool for years. You know, he does my graphics too.
Oh, okay.
So like, he can rap his butt off. But then people see my graphics, they're like, oh, you got a whole team, a big old army. But no, fam, I got my manager, I got my best friend, and my band. So it's cool to be able to rock with him. And like, without me, bro. Like, he's just, I know people saw him on tour with me, but like, he's just a force by himself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He has like songs like, what was that? Devil Can't Tell Me Nothing. Look that up on iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff.
Okay.
But he's the cool thing about him, he will go to a place and like, just support everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this person, they can not be known at all. And he just goes to serve and just wants to support. And I love it. I love his heart. It's been times where he had checked me and be like, bro, it ain't about that. Just stay focused.
Mm,
like that's my
man.
You know, it's your best friend.
You need those.
Yeah, yeah. Like
you need those.
Keep your face to the ground. You know?
Goodness.
And then also my brother, my blood brother, Chris Laws, man, amazing rapper out of Dallas, Texas. He's a CHH rapper, crazy. He's like an intellectual, bro.
Okay.
So he's like a mix between J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Lecrae. You know what I'm saying? All in one, which
wow.
is dope. And then my last is Nick Traylor, man. He's an amazing worship leader. He has some music coming out at the end of the year. And I got to hear some, you got artist friends, you get to hear exclusive stuff.
Yeah, that is true, that is true.
So I heard some of that music and it's, yeah, bro. It's gonna bless your whole life, bro. So
okay.
Those three, Adrian Butler, Chris Laws, Nick Traylor.
Yeah. Man, okay, there it is. And now I'm just, wanting you, I mean you, because you shared a lot. I appreciate you coming on, taking the time, share your story with us.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the elevation, a little bit about the family life. Now I just want you just to leave a final word with the people.
Woo, man. My word will be stay humble, and stay grateful. Forget that entitled crap. Like throw that out the window. A lot of us, we think we wake up on our own. We think we walk in our own strength. We think we can sustain this life on our own. No, we will fail every time. So every single time that you get to wake up, every time that you get, if you're an artist, every time you get to hit a stage, whether it's 10 people in the audience, or you just doing Sunday morning worship leading, you know what I mean? Or just serving as an usher, like stay grateful for every opportunity, bro. And scratch that entitlement. Yeah. So yeah, gratefulness over entitlement. Yeah, there we go.
No, that's going to be the next shirt.
That's another shirt, bro.
That's next
Come
shirt.
On, man. Trademark. I'm playing.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm not against it, man. I'm not against it. So you all heard it straight from the man, Mr. Jonathan Traylor.
Yeah.
Be sure to go get your tickets. Go get your tickets. You're going to see me at the concert.
Turn it up.
You're going to see him at the concert.
He ain't going to be wearing these. He's going to be wearing some sneakers. Because he's going to be jumping around. These are nice shoes, though, bro.
Okay, well, I know now. Yeah. I'll wear sneakers.
Hey,
I know
come
now.
Come ready, bro.
Okay, so come ready to the concert at Granada, August 30th.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to, and then one more time, where can the people find you? If they want to connect with you, where can the people find you?
Yeah, you can go straight to my website. It'll connect you to everywhere. But JonathanTraylorMusic.com. But Instagram is JonathanTraylorMusic. Twitter, JTraylorMusic. Facebook, Jonathan Traylor. So JonathanTraylor. So, yeah.
Glad you spelled your name the right way.
Yeah, man, the right way. I can't spell
it. Yeah, man, that
like,
extra H.
K-O-H. I'm like, my name
wow.
is K-O-H. And it ain't Taylor. It's Traylor. I love y'all. God bless y'all.
Oh, man. Oh. So this is Jonathan Jones, and we're here with B. Jonathan Traylor.
Jonathan and Jonathan.
Oh,
that's the name
man.
Of your show.
Hey, that's it. Let's yeah, do man. It. And we're always reminding you to speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?
That's good, bro.
But yeah, there it is.
That's good, man.